The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
In a special session this week, nearly 1,000 amendments were proposed by Democrats to try to delay, to try to kill an effort to put a 6-week abortion ban into place in South Carolina. It was interesting to watch, and I watched a good bit of it. That's what I love these days, is you can watch just about anything going on in the legislature, committee meetings, the full House and Senate sessions. And it was interesting to hear some of the ideas that the Democrats had come up with. In the end, the bill was approved 82-33 last night along party lines. On our guest line this morning, a man who was standing there, who endured almost 24 hours, Representative John McCravey, who's been at the forefront of the fight from day one. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing well.
Did you have a chance to get some rest last night?
Well, let me put it this way. I probably wouldn't want one of those cognitive tests this morning. I might not pass.
can you answer Senator John Kennedy's question about the Commerce Clause?
we better move on.
All right. Well, what a couple of days you guys have had, and the interesting part, I read Representative Gilda Cobb Hunter, who was complaining, saying that you guys were wasting taxpayers' money by going into overtime to again debate, in her mind, taking away a woman's freedom to make medical decisions. She was complaining about the $60,000 a day that it's estimated that it costs for this. My question was, well, you know, you could have done this pretty quickly if Ms. Cobb Hunter's Democrat caucus hadn't kept offering the amendments.
That's right. At one point, Representative Magnuson stood up and said, and asked her, said, well, isn't it a waste of taxpayer money to put up 950 amendments? So she didn't have an answer to that.
Now, I know some of the amendments ended up being ruled out of order, but how many did you actually vote on? Do you know offhand?
You know, I didn't keep track of that. I know that there were over 700 votes, I believe, on the. So most of those were amendments. A lot of them were motions to table and motions to recede. They kept making frivolous motions over and over again to try to waste time and drag it out. But, you know, we did see some of the outrageous things that Democrats wanted on this bill. You know, they proposed in Amendment 66, I got a little list here, to kill the unborn child for financial reasons. Amendment 17. Kill the unborn child because of a lack of insurance. Surprisingly, Amendment 23 was kill the unborn child if it had sickle cell anemia or fetal alcohol syndrome.
Wow.
If the mother had a eating disorder, if the mother was in a bad relationship, and the worst one to me was, if your religion is okay with killing babies, then you ought to be able to have an abortion. You know, this is not health care, and that's what we've been told over and over again. Abortion is health care. Well, you know what? 99% of abortions are for reasons like this that are not health care.
Yeah.
So that's what we're trying to stop in South Carolina, is abortion for birth control. And I was so proud of the House last night to pass this bill with 82 votes. You know, we had five or six that just could not be there that would have voted for it. We were getting close to 90.
Yeah.
So I just say, you know, I'm so happy for the House of Representatives. And I'm so happy for the Republican caucus that stood in there and voted over and over again for this. And, you know, our friend Davy Hyatt, he was standing there the whole time on the floor fighting for this bill. He is a champion for life, and Speaker Merle Smith, too. So I can't say enough good things. We we just had a long debate. We broke records. Coach Jackie Hayes sits behind me. He's a Democrat, but he's one of the two Democrats that votes pro-life. And he told me that in his 25 years in the House, he said this is the longest, by far the longest debate they've ever had on the bill. And he said, you know, other than the budget, which sometimes can take days, this was the longest debate he'd ever seen and the most amendments that we ever had to go through. So it was a record-breaking time, but that's what we're there for. We're there to make a difference, Joey. Yeah. And it felt good at 10 o'clock last night when we had passed this bill. And we know that it's going to the Senate. They've told us that they're going to pass this bill, and we're looking forward to it. So looking forward to the governor signing it.
On our guest line, Representative John McCravey from Greenwood. As I mentioned, I watched a good bit of this, and I really love the idea that you can go online and watch what you guys are doing. I do that quite often, but I got to say that Representative Hyatt looked pretty good up there with the gavel in his hand as he was chairing a large portion. I guess the speaker was sick the first day. Is that what I understood?
He did. He had a stomach flu the first day. He just couldn't get here. He tried two or three times. As a matter of fact, he'd head on down the road and have to turn around. But Davey Hyatt came in and did a yeoman's job, along with several other people who were able to get up and take the speaker gavel for a certain amount of time. But Davey did a great job up there as speaker that first day. And when Merle came back, he came back with a vengeance, and he got this bill done.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing how quickly you can run through these and you just have to kind of keep it going. But, and to sit there and listen to some of the arguments, against this. And in some cases, it was very obvious they were just delaying, that they were just wasting time basically. So you've got a lot more patience than I have. I don't know that I could have sat there for as long as you did. Let me ask you this. So that first night, you guys, what was it, 1:30 a.m., 1:45 or so, and you had some type of computer issue. Do you think you literally would have gone through the night had you not had that problem?
Yes, sir. We were ready to go. I took my pillow with me that I bought. It's a travel edition of my pillow I had with me, with a camo cover. And we were ready to stay all night long. They ran into a computer problem that they couldn't fix at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I got back to my camper, I think, at 3 o'clock in the morning here in Columbia.
Yeah.
So it was late, but, it worked out good because we came in. We actually got 5 or 6 hours of sleep, and we came in rested up enough to finish it out.
Yeah.
So we went all day yesterday. Yeah.
So give us a quick summary of what this bill looks like and what you're sending over to the Senate.
Well, the Senate sent us this bill earlier in the year. The Senate failed to pass the Human Life Protection Act late in the session, so we took up their bill. We had to rewrite several sections of it. This bill basically, if it requires an ultrasound, it requires an ultrasound to see if there is a heartbeat. If a heartbeat is detected, the baby is protected. And so this heartbeat, cardiac activity, which is a heartbeat, starts at 6 to 8 weeks. And so they'll be required to do that. A lot of times when a mother hears the heartbeat, that changes her mind anyway.
Yeah.
And so, because she knows life is there, that's a precious moment on that right. ultrasound.
Yep.
So, and, it'll protect a lot of babies.
And as far as exceptions, what were the exceptions that have made it into the bill?
The exceptions that made it into the bill, and of course, Joey, I personally oppose a lot of these, but yep. they do have exception for rape and incest and life of the mother. Certainly, that's not really an exception with me, but there's an exception for the life and health of the mother. And we were very careful to put in guidance for the medical profession. We took input from OBGYNs all over the state that asked us to please include eight or nine conditions that are presumed to threaten the life of the mother. So we're not going to have any questions in the emergency room. You know, the left tries to raise that and say, oh, the doctors can't figure out what to do. Well, they help write this bill.
Yeah.
So it's a very responsible bill in every respect. You know, I personally hope that we come to a day in South Carolina where the how you were conceived does not matter when it comes to life. But we're not there yet.
Yep.
So until that day and until the day that we recognize life from conception, we still have work to do. But this was the best bill we could pass in South Carolina right now, today. And so that's what we had to do. We can't be an abortion destination state for other states.
Yep.
So we've got to stop this, and it's the best we can do for now. You know, but we've got some elections coming up next year. And if that changes things, we're going to be right back.
Yep. Well, and of course, next week, the Senate will concur. It'll go to the governor's desk. Governor McMaster said he'll sign it. And then I guess we just wait and see, because I assume that we're expecting it to be challenged again. But we've got a different Supreme Court now, too.
That's exactly right. And the person who wrote the opinion before has retired and been replaced. So that makes a huge difference. And Justice Gary Hill told us in his screening that he believes in the Constitution and he's a strict constructionist. So we're going to find out.
Yep. Yep. Hey, I'm getting a text from Malcolm who's saying, please ask Representative McCravey about constitutional carry. Where is that bill?
You know, the Senate, we're waiting to get it back from the Senate. We sent it over there early in the year.
Yeah.
This year, we sent it over there last year. So it's up to the Senate whether this bill is going to be passed or not. And they're coming back next week. So we'll see if they send it back to us.
So we need to call our state senators then.
Yes, sir. As far as I know, I have not seen it on the calendar yet. I hope to see it next week when we come back.
Yep. Representative John McCravey, always a pleasure. We'll let you go back to bed and get some sleep.
Well, I appreciate that, Joe.
Sure thing. Always a pleasure. Appreciate your leadership. John McCravey from Greenwood.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.